Hey guys, breaking news coming from overnight. We just were on Real America's Voice. We go every Wednesday morning there with Ed Henry and Karen Turk. And the segment before us, we kind of segued into, and they were talking essentially about
Houston was holding nuclear
exercises. Like, how do we prepare for if a nuclear bomb lands on American soil?
Remember when they did this in New York City, I believe?
Yeah.
And our thing was, there's nothing you can do.
Exactly. And I shouldn't laugh because it's not funny. But
get
seriously,
iodine.
What do you do if
you don't have a bunker? I don't know what to tell you. Like, yeah. What is the
nuclear bomb goes off? There's not a whole lot
I don't know
that
what
you're
to
gonna do.
Here's the thing that's why we don't deal with these things. That's why we shouldn't have nuclear bombs. You know,
yeah.
We watched the movie, was it Marie Curie?
Who did Marie Curie, yeah.
So she was an atheist. She was an avowed anti-Christian. Mm-hmm. She really hated Christians and Christianity.
And she would sleep with uranium.
She and her husband at the time, who ended up dying of radiation poisoning, they helped create this world that we live in. And it honestly, I have to tell you that the late 1800s was probably the worst time in the world.
So before we get into all of that, but I do want to let them know, why are we talking about this? So Leah, while we were live on RAV, Real America's Voice, she was like, you know, speaking of kind of poking the bear and the possibility of nuclear war and us kind of being bombed, something happened last night that's kind of significant.
The Kremlin says that two drones were sent by Ukraine in an overnight attack on Moscow. This is from Zero Hedge. And on government buildings, which it sees as an attempt to assassinate President Putin. The Kremlin press statement called it a planned terror attack against Putin directly and says Russia has a right to respond where and when it deems necessary. The president was not injured in the attempted attacks and is said to be safe and carrying on with his work after the drones were downed, according to Kremlin statement there. Further, the statement emphasized that there was no material damage, but there actually is a building outside of the Kremlin that is on fire, something happened. Offices from the falling debris after Russian defenses disabled the inbound UAVs. The aircraft were downed using electronic warfare measures and caused no casualties or damage. It said in a statement, Moscow considers the incident an act of terrorism. The incident occurred late on Tuesday night, and both unmanned aircraft fell on the grounds of the Kremlin in Moscow. According to the president's office, I think we have to change the title there. It's actually in Moscow, on the grounds of the Kremlin. His schedule was not affected. Could you imagine a Facebook check on that? No, actually, it was really right there at the Kremlin.
Oh my gosh.
Could you imagine? The statement from the Russian presidency's office emphasized that would only be if you were not emphasizing something happening in the Ukraine.
Right.
They'll let this one slide.
I'm sure they will.
Sure, it was outside of Moscow. We consider this a pre-planned terrorist attack. Action and attempt against the Russian president. It happened ahead of Victory Day and a parade that will be happening on May 9th when foreign guests plan to be present. The statement detailed two unmanned aerial vehicles were aimed at the Kremlin as a result of timely actions taken by the military and special services using radar and warfare systems and devices were disabled. Initial videos from the attack are being widely circulated, strongly suggesting the accuracy of the Kremlin statements of a nighttime attack on central government buildings in Moscow. However, they do not appear to show a direct strike of at least one of the drones on a building. Fire can be seen atop the roof of one of the iconic buildings of the Moscow Kremlin complex. The Russian presidential spokesman followed up with this message after the initial Kremlin press release. As a result of this terrorist action, the president of the Russian Federation was not injured. His work schedule has not changed. All of this makes a downed Ukrainian drone incident outside of Moscow from last week much more interesting in hindsight, which Zero Hedge covered. The Kremlin actually rejected the German media's Putin drone assassination report, but this time they're saying it's this one is true. Mm-hmm. It will also be interesting to see whether Russia points the finger at the United States and West for its longtime intelligence support to Kiev. So
I have this video here. I don't know really how well you can
see. You can just see the smoke there. So that's a pretty big deal.
Yeah, that's a big deal. And here's the thing, why this is so disturbing is that, you know, you joke and say, poke the bear. They're poking the bear. But how much further do you go before the bear wakes up, gets out, and presses the nuclear launch button?
I don't know, but...
You know?
Yeah, this isn't something that we should be messing around with. Let's put it that way.
We absolutely should not be messing around with
and
this.
And cooler heads need to prevail. I don't think... Fire doesn't put out a nuclear bomb. Or water doesn't put out a nuclear bomb.
You know what does?
Jesus.
That's what I'm talking about. All right, you guys, share this. Let people know. And honestly, I don't know. We don't know where the drones came from. We don't know who was flying them. We don't know a lot of details behind this. But I can say this, that if these suspected countries are behind this, we should be up in arms. Because if Putin actually ever does retaliate the way that he could... God help us all. I don't believe that that's going to happen. I don't think that God's going to let it happen. But we have to go in and we have to say to these people, what is wrong with you? Literally, what is wrong with you?
In the power of God, we have to pull down these principalities and powers. So join us tonight.
Yes.
On a Revelation Red Pill, and we will show you how we're going to do this. We are not going to go to nuclear war, but but why? Because God is on our side and he has people who are willing to get in there in the power of God.
Come on, that's it. Tonight, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Revelation Red Pill on Facebook and Rumble. We will see you guys there. Be there or be square. Until next time, we love you. God loves you.